This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 359 for Thursday, April 20th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is trading lower on Thursday following extended losses in crude oil. Despite a 4.5 million barrel draw in United States stockpiles last week, according to the Energy Information Administration, economic pessimism is helping bring crude oil prices down. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed are down, while Malaysian palm oil is trading higher. The Canadian dollar is down less than 1/10 of a U.S. cent from Wednesday's close. The May canola contract is down $14.10 per ton at $758.40, while the July canola contract is down $14.80 per ton at $729.10. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all showing weakness. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported today that corn export sales for the week ended April 13th totaled 734,000 tons, at the lower end of estimates. Meanwhile, the EIA reported that 1.024 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day for the week ended April 17th, an 8-week high. Ethanol stocks moved up 165,000 barrels to 25.293 million. Brazil's Ag Rural has forecasted the country's April corn exports at 187,000 tons, down from 200,000 last year. The May corn contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.64. Export sales of U.S. soybeans for the week ended April 13th were 103,000 tons, according to the USDA, less than half of the lower end of pre-report estimates. For soy meal, 144,500 tons were sold for export, as well as 200 tons of soy oil. Brazil's ANAC estimated April soybean exports for the country at 15.15 million tons, up 750,000 from last year. Soy meal shipments are expected to be 2.04 million tons. Brazil's soybean harvest is 90% complete and is projected at 154 million tons. The May soybean contract was down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.90. The USDA announced that U.S. wheat export sales for the week ended April 13th were 305,100 tons, in line with expectations. Forecasts for rain in the U.S. southern plains are putting pressure on prices, but the precipitation will not have an effect on the drought-stricken winter wheat crop. Meanwhile, cool temperatures in the U.S. northern plains have delayed plantings. Sovacon is projecting Russia's wheat crop at 78 million tons, while ag firm Agritel estimated 83.2 million. Meanwhile, ag firm Icon has pegged Australia's wheat crop at 33 million tons, compared to the government's estimate of 28.2 million. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.75. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.49. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.60. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, April 20th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.